Masechtas Kalayim, Parak Tes, Mishnah Aleph. The ninth parak of the Masechta discusses Kalayim in clothing. The Torah tells us, Lo Silba Shatnez, one cannot wear Shatnez, Tzemra and Pishtim. So that's going to be the discussion for the next parak. Mishnah Aleph, Parak Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Ein Aser, Mishim Kalayim. The only prohibition of Kalayim by clothing is Ela Tzemra Pishtim, only specifically wool. And linen, this is learned from the Psukim, it says Tzemru Pishtim, and it's a Ribi Miyat, and it's a Klal and a Prat, and specifically coming to teach you the combination of these two materials. The Mishnah continues, Ve'ene Mitame Benegayim, Ela Tzemru Pishtim. Regarding the Tumah of Tzaras, the Tumah of Tzaras that goes on begadim, on clothing, it only goes on Tzemra and Pishtim, wool and linen. And this is learned from Psukim. The Rav brings, the Pasuk says, Beged kiyah by neged Tzaras, Beged Tzemra, Beged Pishtim. Article of clothing that has Tzaras on it, clothing that's made from Tzemra or Pishtim, wool and linen, specified in the Psukim. The Mishnah continues, The Kahanim only wear the garments in the Beis HaMikdash, only ones that were made Ela Tzemru Pishtim, made out of wool and linen. When the Torah specifies what the different garments are made out of, they specify fabrics from wool and linen. Mishnah continues, Tzemru Gamalim, if you have camel's hair, Vitzemru Rechelim, and wool from sheep, shatar from zebazeh, that got mixed together. And it's only specifically wool from sheep that's problematic to be mixed with linen. So here, there's a mixture that has camel's hair and wool, sheep wool together. In Raiv and Gamal and Mutter, if the majority of this mixture is from the camel's hair, so then it's permitted. This is the concept of bitul b'raiv, that it becomes, this smaller amount becomes nullified in the majority. And if the majority over here is the camel's hair, so then it's permitted to be mixed with linen. But if the majority is from the sheep's wool, then it's going to be forbidden to mix with linen. If it's 50-50, half wool and half camel's hair, it's still going to be forbidden to mix with linen. The Mishnah continues, V'chein ha-pishtun v'ha-kanvus. Similarly, if you have linen and canvas, which is coming from the hemp plant that has similar qualities to linen, and there's a mixture, shatar from zebazeh, it's mixed, the linen, the pishtun, together with the canvas. So the same thing is going to apply, that we're going, if there's a rave, if there's a majority, one of the other, we'll say a bitul rave, that the minority will be nullified in the majority, and then it will either become all mutter to be mixed with wool, or all usser to be mixed with wool, and if it's 50-50, it will be usser to be mixed with wool. Mishnah Beis. Hashirayim, silk, ve'akalach, and kalach, which is another material that it resembles wool. The Rav says that it grows next to the ocean. It has a goldish appearance, and it's very soft, and it's similar to wool. So these two things, the silk is similar to linen, and the kalach is similar to wool. These things, ein ben mishim kalayim, they don't have kalayim problems midaraisa, biblically. However, aval asurim epnei ma'asayim, they are usher to be mixed together, or with silk with wool, and kalach with linen. They are forbidden to be mixed midarabanim epnei ma'asayim, because they give the appearance of looking like shatnez, and midarabanan, they're not allowed to be mixed together. The Mishnah continues. The problem of kalayim is only when it's put up on the body, worn on the body. However, to lie on top of it is not included in the pasuk. The pasuk says, layala alecha, it should not go up on you. It's when it goes on the body. But the Mishnah says over here, hakarim v'aksasos, mats and cushions that are made from a mixture of wool and linen, ein ben mishum kalayim, don't have a problem of kalayim. Ubavad shalayiyah besari negebem. However, it's only as long as his skin is not touching them, so he would need to cover himself before lying on these mats, And this is the Isser Midrabanan, not to lie directly on the Kilayim, because a loose strand may come off of the mat and wrap around his skin, and he may end up wearing this Kilayim. So therefore, he needs to have some sort of barrier between it. The Mishnah continues, Ein Arai L'Kilayim. There's no permission of Arai, of just wearing Kilayim temporarily, just to put it on temporarily, even for a moment. That's still a problem. V'lo Yilbash Kilayim Afilo Gabi Asar, and he can't wear a Kilayim Begad even on top of 10 other garments. He has 10 shirts on, and he puts on a layer on top of that of Kilayim. That's still a problem. Afilo Lignei V'Samechas, even for the purpose of cheating on the tax, to evade the taxes, that when he would carry garments through the border, ones that he was carrying just as luggage, he'd have to pay taxes on, but whatever he was wearing was exempt from tax, and so commonly they would wear as many articles of clothing as possible. Even to do that, to put on a Kilayim Begad to evade the tax, that would be problematic. He's wearing Kilayim.